News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, let's talk about Galway now. And this idea, Eamon Ryan has given a commitment for a new study to be commissioned to examine the feasibility of introducing a light rail system in Galway. We're joined by Brendan Holland, chair of the GLUIS, Very Light Rail for Galway Committee. Brendan, what's the argument in favour of building it? What would be a very expensive Lewis line for Galway?
Well, we're not talking about a Lewis line in Galway. We're talking about a very light rail system in Galway, which is a completely different thing. Doing the same project, and all you have to do is just stand in Dublin and see the success of Lewis. And we have a tremendous congestion problem down here with traffic, which we're trying to solve. And we see the solution as being a Lewis type thing. So we have linked up. We've been banging on this door for the last 15 years. And we recently linked up with a syndicate in Coventry, which have developed a type of system which is lighter in its system, and it doesn't involve digging up the whole infrastructure underneath the roads, so which is why it would cost a lot less.
Okay, how much do you think it would cost?
Well, the Lewis and Dublin cost 65 million per kilometre back in the day, and we are looking, and Coventry have cost it, our product costing 10 million pounds per kilometre. So it would work out about way, way cheaper than what it would cost the Lewis. And
how long is the line we're talking about?
Well, our system that we have predicted would be 17 kilometres.
Okay, so we're talking the guts of 200 million quid.
You are, yeah.
I have to put, I'm looking at the population of Coventry, I think it's 325,000. Look, there's a problem with Galway and traffic. Nobody denies that. I had a quick look at the Lewis figures. It carries 24, each line carries 24 million people each year. That's an average of 66,000 passengers a day, including Christmas Day, 66,000. That's over 80% the population of Galway. Does Galway have a it's a lovely idea, and I can see why it's attractive. My question is, does Galway have the population to sustain and to justify spending 200 million on a Lewis line? Would that money not be better spent on dedicated bus corridors, for example, and build a whole rake of them?
Currently, they're spending 290 million on a bus transport system for Galway. I mean, that's three times what that's a third more than what we were talking about. And what we're talking about, the technology is simple, so it's not as expensive. And Coventry have identified that this is a product in which they can build a whole industry on. They're coming from an era of the motor industry was in the Midlands in England, and that's a dying product. So they had to come up with a new system, and this is what they have identified. And we're running a webinar. We're running a webinar to explain what we're trying to do on the 20th of April, which we'll encourage people to link into. And this will explain exactly what we're trying to do.
But to come back to my point, and sorry to cut across you, Brendan. And I understand you're advocating this system, and that's absolutely your right to do so. But the Lewis, each line carries 65,000 people a day. Mm. Like Galway just does not have the numbers to carry a third of that.
I know, but the system is not going to cost a third of what it cost in the Lewis.
So 200 million is I think the entire Lewis system costs 765 million. About 350 million per line. So it is cheaper, but it's kind of 50% of the cost. It's not that much cheaper.
Well, it is in the long term. It is. I mean, you have to think 50 to 100 years in this thing. You know, we're at a turning point here in Galway where we either go one way or the other. Okay. And if you stick to buses, I was on the city council 30 years ago, and they were talking about solving the traffic problem with buses. And I'm not against buses, far from it. I would like to point out that this is not going to solve every problem, the Lewis. This is going to go a long way to solve the problem, but it's integrated into the other systems. The bus will still be there. Okay. The taxis will be still there. And but the Lewis will the GLUIS will attract more people. In fact, the glues attract 30% more people to convert from car to road than buses do.
By the time
the city council has stopped spending 290 million, they'll have converted 8% of the people over into public transport.
Okay, we do have to leave it there. Brendan, thank you indeed for joining us. Brendan Holland there, chair of the GLUIS, the Very Light Rail for Galway Committee.